Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hi everyone, you're welcome again to another episode of this podcast, Purpose in Pain. Thank you for staying tuned. I'm so excited. Thank you for sharing this podcast. Thank you for liking. Thank you for commenting. I'm seeing all of your comments and they are encouraging. Thank you for choosing to be part of this moving train. And I believe that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. The last episode that I published, Rejoicing in Hope, has become the most listened to episode. I'm so excited. It means that we are moving forward. Thank you for being a part of the growth of this noble cause. I pray that the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're welcome on board again today. And today I'm going to be talking about, again, I say, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. You're welcome on board. As I grow older, I have come to realize that in life, there will always be something more that we need. There will always be a challenge, a mountain you need to subdue, a bill you need to pay, no matter how rich you are. We will always be faced with discouragements and failures here and there, that if we are not careful, the cares of this life will so overwhelm us that we will lose sight of God's faithfulness. Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25 downwards told us to take no thoughts for our life. Thoughts of what we shall eat, drink, wherewith we shall be clothed, or what we shall become. We must realize that what the enemy seeks to take away from our life is the joy of the Lord. He throws challenges and problems towards us, tries to fill our hearts with anxiety to the end that our joy might be lost. If the enemy succeeds in robbing you of your joy, he has succeeded in robbing you of everything. For the Bible says in Proverbs that a cheerful heart maketh the face shine. Be anxious for nothing, the Apostle Paul said, repeating what Jesus said in Matthew, because he has come to know that by being anxious, you can get nothing done. The only reward you can get from anxiety is sickness. But in all things, he said, with prayers, supplication, and thanksgiving. No wonder when he was locked up in the prison with Silas in Acts chapter 16, instead of being downcasted, worrying about how he would get out of the prison, they switched to rejoicing. And the Bible says they sang, and all that were around them in the prison heard them. It made me remember a song that we used to sing in Sunday school then. We said, Paul and Silas, they prayed, they sang, the Holy Ghost came down. And as they rejoiced, the presence of the Lord came and broke their chains. Not only them, but also those who heard them. Hallelujah. Just by being under an atmosphere of rejoicing, they were implicated for deliverance. Glory! Because they were in an atmosphere where the joy of the Holy Ghost was radiating, they were delivered. Not only Paul and Silas, but also those that were listening to them, those that heard them sing, those that heard them rejoicing, they were also delivered because they were under that atmosphere. Glory to God. Their shackles broke, the fetters broke, the chains broke, and they were free. Would you also switch on to rejoicing today? Maybe the reason you are still stuck is because you are taking too much thought of your situation. Take a praise break today. Switch on rejoicing and watch the Lord come through for you. Hallelujah. Would you take a minute and put a thank you Jesus message in the comment section below? Just take a minute and say thank you Jesus today. Take a minute and rejoice. Rejoice over the things that is making you worry. Rejoice over the challenge that is facing you right now. And watch the Lord turn it around for you. Rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Don't let the enemy rob you of the joy of the Holy Ghost in you. Because with joy, you will draw from the wells of salvation. Amen. Thank you for listening. I want to believe this podcast has blessed you. If it has, please share it with your friends and your family. Share it on your social media handles and let others also be part of this blessing. Thank you for allowing God to use you. Thank you for being a voice of hope to your generation. Thank you so much. My name is Wale Okilola. You can follow me on all my social media handles, Facebook at Wale Okilola, Twitter at Wale Okilola, and Instagram at Wale Okilola. Let me hear from you. And if you want to contact me, my email is olawalemike@gmail.com. olawalemike@gmail.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola. Don't forget to rejoice this week. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.